For women all around the world, attacks on bodily autonomy are something of a daily occurrence. Just recently, we saw the United States Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade, legislation that gave women in the U.S. access to abortions, for example. But what's the connection between period tracking apps and Roe v. Wade? Read on to find out how your favorite period tracking app could land you in legal trouble. Why use a period tracking app? Tracking your menstrual cycle can give you a fantastic insight into your health. It can help you identify any hormonal imbalances, predict ovulation, or even spot signs of any health concerns. Additionally, it can help you make informed decisions about contraception, fertility awareness, and other reproductive health needs. In general, tracking the menstrual cycle can give women better control over their own bodies and health. But the main concern that comes with using period tracking apps is what data they harvest from you. The Data Period Tracking App Store. These tracking apps ask for a myriad of information from the user. A lot of it is legitimately useful for determining whether you are pregnant, whether you are ovulating, etc. Here is a list of just some of the data that these apps allow you to enter. Menstrual flow, body temperature, cervical mucus, cervix position, sexual activity, desire, contraception use, pain, mood. This is just a selection from some apps, but this is all very personal information that can be used to make certain medical assumptions. But, if there is anything we've learned from the modern internet, it's that where there is data, there are people looking to profit from it. How popular period tracking apps respond to data requests. As a VPN company, we often receive requests from law enforcement around the world asking for data. But, because we are zero log, we have no data to hand over. We take this commitment very seriously. If a VPN stores logs, it's not fit for purpose. In fact, you can check out our brand new annual transparency report for 2022 right now. This is relevant because, in the same way users entrust us with their data, or lack thereof, so do women that use menstrual cycle apps. In the wake of the repeal of Roe v. Wade, Vice asked some of the most popular period tracking apps how they plan on protecting users' privacy. The responses were not particularly enlightening or comforting. Or, should I say, the lack of response. Of the 10 they asked for comment, 7 responded. Not exactly confidence-inducing. The Hall of Shame includes My Calendar, Fitter Woman, and Magic Girl. Many of the responses received by Vice were mealy-mouth sentiments, rather than anything concrete. Regardless of what these apps say, though, if they are based within a country, such as the US, that has data retention laws, these companies are legally obliged to hand over any data asked of them. Period tracking in the cloud. Using a cloud-based period tracking app is certainly more convenient, as your data follows you regardless of the device. The last thing you would want is to lose all that data if your phone was to be lost or stop working. If you do use a cloud-based tracking app, it's important to know that the data you store is at risk from governmental requests. All that extremely revealing information we mentioned above is now in the hands of complete strangers. Even taking governments out of the equation, you are assuming the data is being stored securely, which it may not be. Meaning, should there be a breach, your data is out in the wild. Why delete period tracking apps? The repeal of Roe v. Wade in the US meant that abortion was by default illegal. States can create their own legislation, meaning the abortion laws vary on a state-by-state level. It is a very real possibility that should you wish to seek an abortion where it is illegal, that the data you input into your app could then be used in court against you to infer you sought an abortion illegally. This is just one scenario where this data could be used against you, but in reality, it could be anything. If you live in a country with extremely restrictive laws regarding women's bodily autonomy, like certain states in the US, you must under no circumstances store this data in the cloud. What about period tracking apps that store data locally? It is much preferred to store your data locally. This allows you full control over it. And there are many apps that allow for this functionality. But, the issue instead comes from the use of trackers. A tracker is a tool that companies use to monitor various things about you. It can be as benign as for troubleshooting problems, up to full-blown behavioral profile analysis. When we did our own research into VPNs and the use of trackers, we found that many of our competitors were in fact using trackers. These trackers can gather such information as to make you identifiable, including things like IP addresses. That is why our apps contain no trackers whatsoever. The inclusion of them would basically render the service useless from a privacy perspective. In fact, we even removed Google Analytics from our website and instead replaced it with Plausible, an open source alternative that we ourselves host. That isn't to say that a period tracking app that contains trackers is nefarious. It entirely depends on the data being collected. When it comes to such private and personal matters, though, they should stay as such. In our opinion, any tracking is too much tracking. The convenience of the cloud with none of the downsides. Whilst it is true that cloud-based services are definitely more convenient, the privacy downsides are too large to ignore. Thankfully, there is an option where you can get a lot of convenience without the need to worry about your data. It is possible to create your own cloud with the help of network-attached storage, NAS. As the name may suggest, a NAS is a device that allows you to access its storage from over a network, locally or over the internet, though the latter requires more configuration. Simple alternatives to the cloud. You can go all out and create something of a centralized server, but for those looking for a simple solution, there are many products that make it simple, such as the Western Digital My Cloud or anything by Synology. These devices simply require a hard drive and a network connection. Many of these devices come with their own apps to access your data over the internet, but you may run into the same privacy tracker issues as with cloud options. Access locally is as simple as mounting a network drive using the local IP address of the device. You can even set up a folder to auto-sync, so you don't have to do a thing. So, what period tracking apps should I use? For me to recommend an app, it has to fulfill three vital criteria. Store data locally, no account required, contain no trackers. The only two I found to adhere to this were Drip and Yuki. Drip. Drip is a FOSS, free and open source software, option that has zero trackers available on both Android and iOS. Funded by the likes of the Mozilla Foundation and even the German Federal Ministry of Education and Research. Thanks to its FOSS nature, that means its code can be independently audited for nefarious functionality. All your data is stored locally and can even be exported to a CSV format, making it easy to backup and restore your data should you need to. Yuki. The second option is Yuki. Yuki was created by the nonprofit organization Women Help Women. The Yuki app doesn't contain any trackers and doesn't harvest your data. It even has a great option that allows you to enter the PIN 0000, which will show a false screen for women in dangerous situations. It is worth noting, though, that Yuki does link to third parties within the app, each of which will have its own data collection policies, something to keep in mind. Yuki is available on both Android and iOS. For a bigger list, Mozilla's Privacy Not Included collection is a great resource. Highly recommend reading it to learn about more apps. Women deserve better. What's clear is that many companies feel they can take advantage of women and their desire to learn more about their bodies and monetize that process. It is not acceptable, and women deserve better. Thankfully, as this article has shown, there are a couple of options that women can feel safe using, complete with full control over their own personal data. It is worth noting that nothing is 100% safe. But, as it stands, both Drip and Yuki are by far the best period tracking options currently available for women.